This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recorded by Dwayne Paulson, February 15, 2006. The Story of Dr. Doolittle by Hugh Lofting. The fourth chapter, titled A Message from Africa. That winter was a very cold one, and one night in December, when they were all sitting round the warm fire in the kitchen, and the doctor was reading aloud to them out of books he had written himself in animal language, the owl Tutu suddenly said, "Shh! What's that noise outside?" They all listened, and presently they heard the sound of someone running. Then the door flew open, and the monkey Chee-Chee ran in, badly out of breath. "Doctor," he cried, "I've just had a message from a cousin of mine in Africa. There is a terrible sickness among the monkeys out there. They are all catching it, and they are all dying in hundreds. They have heard of you, and beg you to come to Africa to stop the sickness." "Who brought the message?" asked the doctor, taking off his spectacles and laying down his book. "A swallow," said Chee-Chee. "She is outside on the rain-butt." "Bring her in by the fire," said the doctor. "She must be perished with the cold. The swallows flew south 6 weeks ago." So the swallow was brought in, all huddled and shivering, and although she was a little afraid at first, she soon got warmed up and sat on the edge of the mantelpiece and began to talk. When she had finished, the doctor said, "I would gladly go to Africa, especially in this bitter weather, but I'm afraid we haven't money enough to buy the tickets. Get me the money box, Chee-Chee." So the monkey climbed up and got it off the top shelf of the dresser. There was nothing in it, not one single penny. "I felt sure there was 2 pence left," said the doctor. "There was," said the owl, "but you spent it on a rattle for that badger's baby when he was teething." "Did I?" said the doctor. "Dear me, dear me, what a nuisance money is, to be sure. Well, never mind. Perhaps if I go down to the seaside, I shall be able to borrow a boat that will take us to Africa. I knew a seaman once who brought his baby to me with measles. Maybe he'll lend us his boat. The baby got well." So, early the next morning, the doctor went down to the seashore. And when he came back, he told the animals that it was all right. The sailor was going to lend them the boat. Then